ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कांटो चैप्टर 18 द्वितीय भावस टू किल किंग इंद्र टेक्स्ट 53। स्त्रियः वीरवतिः च आचरेत् सग गंध बलि मंडनैः पतिं च अर्चयो उपतिष्ठेत ध्यायेत उष्ठगतम च तम। स्त्रियो वीरवतीश्च आचरे अर्चेत स्त्रियो वीरवतीश्च अर्चेत सगंध बलिमंडनहि पतिंश्च अर्चयोपतिष्ठेत ध्यायेत कोष्ठगतं च तं। स्त्रिया वीरवतीश्च अर्चेत स्रगंध बलिमंडनै पतिं च अर्चयोपतिष्ठेत ध्यायेत् कोष्ठगतं च तं। स्त्रियो वीरवतीश्च अर्चेत् स्रगंध बलिमंडनै पतिंश्च अर्चयोपतिष्ठेत ध्यायेत् कोष्ठगतं च तं। वर्ड मीनिंग स्त्रियः वुमेन वीरवतिः possessing husbands and sons cha and archet she should worship srak with garlands gandha sandalwood bali presentations mandanai and with ornaments patim the husband cha and archyah worshipping upatishtheta should offer prayers dhyayet should meditate kosthagatam situated in the om cha also tam upon him. Translation and purport by divine grace अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन with flower garlands, sandalwood pot, ornaments, and other paraphernalia. A woman following this vow should worship women who have sons and whose husbands are living. The pregnant wife should worship her husband and offer him prayers. She should meditate upon him, thinking that he is situated in her womb. Please repeat, with flower garlands, sandalwood pot, ornaments, and other paraphernalia. A woman following this vow should worship women who have sons and whose husbands are living. The pregnant wife should worship her husband and offer him prayers. She should meditate upon him, thinking that he is situated in her womb. Purport. The child in the womb is a part of the husband's body. Therefore, the husband, through his representative, indirectly remains within the womb of his pregnant wife. Omagyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakhyurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurubhe namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupah kadamayam dadati sopadantikam vande aham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sa Abadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare Striyo Viravatischa Archet Sragandha Balimandanai Patim cha archyopatistheta dhyayet kushtha gatam chatam. With flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, ornaments, and other paraphernalia, a woman following this vow should worship women who have sons and whose husbands are living. The pregnant wife should worship her husband and offer him prayers. She should meditate upon him, thinking that he is situated in her womb. Hare Krishna. So, here is a the great sage Kashyapa is instructing Diti about Pungsayan Vrata, that because Diti has a great desire to have a son, not ordinary son, a son more powerful than Indra, who could kill Indra. She, because she was very envious of Indra, because Indra, she considered that Indra is the cause for killing my first sons Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. As we know, Kashyapa Muni has about 13 wives, but two of them as like Diti and Aditi. They are very prominent. Aditi is known as the mother of demigods. Adityanang Ahang Vishnu. Among the sons of Aditi, the 12th son, Vamanadev, is Vishnu. He is the And among the sons of Diti, they are known as Daitya. There is also another wife of Kashyapa Muni, Danu. The sons of Danu are known as Danava. They are both friends, Danava and Daitya. They are known as demons. So, because the throne of the heavenly planet is given to Indra by Lord Vishnu, but the sons of Diti, they always try to snatch that position from Indra, forcefully, powerfully, by power and force. So, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they become very powerful. And like Hiranyakashipu, he defeated Indra and just kicked out Indra from the heavenly planet. And then he became the king of heaven. Even three planets. In the three planetary system, he considered himself as the king. So then, mother of the demigods, Aditi, seeing that her sons are no more in heavenly planet, she become very morose, she become unhappy. So, to please her husband, she also served nicely to Kashyapa Muni. And Kashyapa Muni told Aditi to perform a vrata, a special type of austerity that is known as Payovrata, that is described in 8th canto of Bhagavatam. Payovrata, then because of that austerity and perfectly perform the follow the instructions of Kashyapa Muni, then Lord also pleased who? Lord Vishnu pleased and appeared as her son, as Vamanadev. But here we see Diti is disturbed because her first son, two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, were killed by Lord Vishnu. Diti was not angry with Lord Vishnu, but he is angry with Indra. Because she was thinking this is just like a family fighting between brothers. And then Indra, he invited Vishnu to kill Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So she was very angry. And so she planned to kill Indra. Keeping this intention within her mind secretly, she served Kashyapa Muni very nicely. So nice little cap by her sincere service, he was able to capture Kashyapa Muni or keep under her control Kashyapa Muni. So Kashyapa Muni being pleased with Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. So Kashyapa Muni pleased with the service of Diti, then he asked to ask for any boon she wanted. She is agreed to Kashyapa Muni, you agreed to give any types of boon to Diti. Just like we see in Ramayana also, Kaikeyi, she sought so nicely to Dasarath. King Dasarath, but then in time comes, she also asked one boon. So similarly here, when Kashyapa Muni pleased, then she expressed her intention to kill Indra. She prayed to her husband, Kashyapa Muni, please give me a boon so I can get a son who can kill Indra. Just like Kaikeyi also told, give me a boon that Ramachandra should go 14 years in exile and my son Bharata will become king of Ayodhya. Similarly, the mothers, they like their son to be in a position, higher position, a king. But difference between Aditi and Diti, Aditi did not have a desire to kill her nephew whom to the demons, but she just want to see her son Indra, whose position is given by Lord Vishnu himself, may be returned to heavenly planet again. But here Aditi is planning to kill Indra. So knowing her sacred intention, then Kashyapa Muni was in a problem. He was just cursing himself. What I have did is very difficult to understand the mind of a woman. And she saw me and now she put me in a problem. So thinking seriously, so Kashyapa Muni told, okay, I gave a word, so I must fulfill my word. So he told, okay, why the people's, now why she is wanting to kill Indra? Because she is under the mood of ignorance and passion. So if she come to the mood of goodness, she may forget all her bad desires. That is the wrong intention that is she had now. So that's why Kashyapa Muni make a plan. So he told Diti to perform a specific type of austerity, a vrata, that is Pumsayana vrata. Starting from the verse 47 of this chapter up to today's verse 53, the seven verse is in seven verse all the detail about rules and regulations of Pumsayana vrata is given. Kashyapa Muni told, if you very sincerely and without breaking any vow, you will be able to perform this austerity perfectly, then your desire will be fulfilled. But if you will break anywhere this any principle, any rules and regulation, then the son you that is the son that that will be born from your womb will be friend of Indra. Instead of killing Indra, he'll become friend of Indra. But Diti, then so this Pumsayana vrata, there is certain rules and regulations that is mentioned in the in these verses. Or this is the concluding verse of this section that is describing about the rules and regulations of Pumsayana vrata that you have heard from the text 47. Kashyapa Muni explained, Kashyapa Muni said, my dear wife, to follow this vow, do not be violent or cause harm to anyone. Do not curse anyone. Do not speak lies. Do not cut your nails and hair. Do not touch impure things like skulls and bones. And my dear gentle wife, never enter the water while bathing. Never be angry and do not even speak or associate with wicked people. Never wear clothes that have not been properly washed. Do not put a garland that has already been worn. Never eat leftover food. Never eat prasad offered to the goddess Kali or Durga. Do not eat anything contaminated by flesh or fish. Do not eat anything brought or tossed by a Sudra. anything seen by a woman in her menstrual period. Do not drink water by joining your palms. These are the rules and regulations given for this vrata. You have to follow. After eating, you should not go out to the street without having washed your mouth, hands and feet. You should not go out in the evening or with your hair loose, nor should you go out unless you are properly decorated with ornaments. You should not leave the house unless you are very grave and are sufficiently covered. You should not lie down without having washed both your feet or without being purified, nor with wet feet or with your head. With your head pointed west or north. You should not lie naked, nor with other women, or during the sunrise or sunset. Putting on washed clothing, being always pure, and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, and other auspicious items. Before breakfast, one should worship the cows, the brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. So this previous verse is 6 verse, then today's verse is telling that with flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, ornaments and other paraphernalia, a woman following this vow should worship women who have sons and whose husbands are living. The pregnant wife should worship her husband and offer him prayers. She should meditate upon him, thinking that he is situated in her womb. So first thing is Triya Viravati Charchet. So Kashyapamuni advising to Diti that she should worship Striyo, a woman. She is a woman, but she should worship another woman. Viravati Charchet, who has sons and also husband living. That means she must be a chaste lady, like gopis. They perform also austerity. They are worshipping one woman. Who is that woman? Katyayani, Durga or Parvati. She has a son, also husband. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahajogini Adhiswari Nanda Gopa Sutang Deving Pating Me Kurute Mamaha. That is their intention. So they wanted Nanda Gopa Suta, the son of Nanda Maharaj, as their husband. So they were also worshipping a woman, Parvati, Katyayani Devi, and asking the boon. So he is also mentioning that even if a woman wants a son, like Diti, has a desire to have a son, a very powerful son, then she must worship a woman who is so very powerful, chaste woman. That means chastity is specifically described here. She must be like Diti is expected to be a chaste lady, and to whom he worship to get a boon, to have a son more powerful, very powerful, then she so also worship another chaste lady, having husband, also son, like Parvati or some other woman. Chastity is the special beauty of a woman. Women become so powerful, become more powerful than any sages, if she is just maintaining her chastity. In history, in Puranas, we see so many chaste ladies, their history is there, described. Like Atri Muni's wife, who? Anusaya. Even Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, three demigods, the Gunavatars, they went to test her, her chastity. They appeared there as a form of Brahmanas, then they asked, testing her chastity. Asked for prasadam, but they requested that she should feed them sar prasadam, remaining naked. But she could understand these people, these brahmanas are not ordinary. So So she also took vow. If in my whole life I maintain my chastity, my mind never gone to any other male person, I am always thinking about if my mind is always in lotus feet of my husband, Atrimani, then whoever may be these brahmanas, they become small baby, small so I could feed them even naked. So immediately this Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they become small babies. She could feed them very easily. Later on, the three demigods become her son. Vishnu become Dattatreya. Then Soma, Lord, Brahma become Soma, and Durvasa was a partial incarnation of Rudra and Shiva. So this chastity is so powerful, a chaste lady. Even there is another story about Savitri, Savitri Satyavan, in Purana is mentioned. Savitri was a chaste lady. She got married to a young man, his name was Satyavan. He lost her kingdom due to his father lost his kingdom. They are staying in forest, they are living in forest. But still, because once the mind of a woman is go to some male person, then she should not again think about another man, male person. She should get married. That is the Vedic culture. So anyhow, Savitri decided to, everyone is refused, don't get married. Why you are a princess, how you can get married with this person who is living in jungle? But anyhow, and Narada Muni came, he told, this person is going to die within few months. He will go to forest, then when he is collecting these dry woods for cooking, then a snake will bite him. So he will die. But still, Savitri told, oh no, anyhow, I consider this person as my husband, I must get married to that person. So he get married to Satyavan. But in particular day, when the particular moment came for her death of Satyavan, then Jamadutas came. But he was carrying the body of her husband on her lap. So the Jamadutas, because of her chastity and the Jamadutas fearful to touch the body of her husband. She was remembering Krishna and just carrying her husband on her lap. So Jamaraj came personally. He told, your husband has died. I have to carry her soul. For whatever good deed she did, he will get some benediction for that, or he will enjoy for those results, and he will also suffer for his sinful activities. So I have to take his. But I could see you are a chaste lady, so I am very much pleased with your chastity, but you can ask three boons to me. So she asked first, father-in-law, they are blind, so they may get back their eyes. They can get back also. Next boon he asked, they can get back their kingdom again. And I may become the mother of 100 sons. Jamaraj told, yes. Tathastu, let it be. Then still she was following Jamaraj. Jamaraj, what happened? I gave you three boons. Why you are following me again? Told, what type of Dharmaraj you are? You are considered Dharmaraj. You gave me the boon to become mother of 100 sons, and you taking my husband. How it is possible? You want to be a prostitute? Jamaraj could understand. He gave back the life of the Satyavan again into that body. So in this way, chaste woman is very powerful. So many stories. Prabhupada spoke about one chaste lady who was, her husband was in leprosy, was suffering in leprosy. And one time she was carrying that her husband just in a basket on her head. So when it was dark, she was coming, And in the way, there was another great rishi. A rishi was just after taking bath in Ganges, he was just walking on this way. Somehow that the feet of this, the person having the leprosy, the husband of that chest lady, just touched the body of that rishi, he became very angry. He called that before sunrise, this man will die. But the chest lady took another vow. If I have performed my chastity whole life, I have made it serve my husband, my mind has not gone to any other male person, then the sun will never rise and my husband will never die. Sun could not rise because this is the word of a chaste lady. It's become problem for our entire creation. Sun is not rising. So that is the power of a chaste lady. If we can nullify the words of a sage, great person who has did austerity for a long time. So that's why Brahma, Vishnu and Vishnu appeared and he pacified the chaste lady. Your husband will be cured now. Just you accept for 1 minute, the sage's word. He will die for a moment, then immediately we will make him again alive. And not only just alive, all her disease will also go away. He become a very handsome person. There's so many stories about a chaste lady. So if someone wants a son, a lady, it is like Kashyapuni advising to Diti, you must worship another chaste lady, having husband and also son. Because why we accept why we get married? Just to have a son. Putrarthe kriyate bharjya. Chanakyapuni says, Vanniti Shastra. Prabhupada quote some places. Putrarthe, if you have a grahastha, you become a grahastha and you don't have a son, this is not praiseworthy. This is so, you must have a son. Why one need a son? Putra. Pu means hell. And tra means who deliver you from hellish condition. That's why within our lifetime, if a grahastha thinks, I cannot perform pure devotional service, I not become qualified to return back to Godhead, so I am left a representative. Who? My son. Son will perform pure devotional service and she could deliver me. Just like Nrsimhadev told to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj thinking about his father. When Nrsimhadev was asking him for a boon, Prahlad Maharaj refusing, but finally he told, okay, let my father deliver from the cycle of birth and death. Return back to your abode. He was so envious of you. But Nrsimhadev smiled. He told, this boon you don't need to ask. In a family, when there is a pure devotee appear like Prahlad Maharaj, then about 21 generation, 3 sapta generation, they return back to Godhead automatically. So that's why one need a putra. Prabhupada told, if someone is a putra and he not qualified to deliver his forefathers from hellish planet, then he is not a putra, he is mutra. Both semen and urine, they are coming from the same source. So putra's duty is to deliver his forefathers from the cycle of birth and death. That is the duty of a son, like Bhagirath. So that's why here, if a woman, he desire having a son, powerful son, then she is recommended by Kashyapa Muni, she should worship another chaste lady having a son and also having a husband. Then next thing is in this verse is told that patimcha archaya upatishteta, he should also worship her, she should also worship her own husband. Because for a chaste lady, husband is everything. Husband must, a chaste lady always worshipping her own husband, meditating on her own husband, she also become very powerful. So that's why it is mentioned that The pregnant wife should worship her husband and offer him prayers. So that's why patimcha archyo patishteta upatishteta should offer prayers to her husband. That's duty of a woman. In a Vedic culture we see how women they are very respected in Vedic culture, but same time they are also follow certain rules and regulations. This is in Vedic culture, when a woman eat, first he feed her husband. After feeding her husband, then she eat. Like this, there's so many principles for a chaste woman. So here, that's why she should pray to her husband regularly. Pray in morning, like she has to offer obeisances to her husband and also pray. So he is mentioning upatishtheta. She should pray, should offer prayers, and dhyayat, should meditate. Husband, what she should meditate, because she is pregnant, so she is thinking that in my womb, situated in the womb, who is situated in her womb? She is situated in her womb. Who is situating his necessary her husband? Because putra is also, the son is also representative of husband. Thinking in this way, she should also meditate that my husband in another way as my son, he is also staying within my womb. In this way, she should meditate and serve her husband nicely, so she could become a mother having a powerful son. That is the desire of Diti. So this process is given by Kashyapa Muni just to bring Aditi in mood of goodness, because the bad desires come when we were associating with bad the nature are three. Karana guna sanga asya sat asat juni janmesu. Why we are having the mood of goodness, passion or ignorance due to our association with the particular moods? Tadara jastama bhava kamo lobha dayaschaye cheta etairanavidya sthite sattve prasidhati. So whole purpose of Kashyapa Muni to giving this instructions to performing this vrata, the particular austerity, that is this vrata, that how to bring Diti in mood of goodness and his desire are fulfilled. We see after performing 1 month of this vrata, then he gradually she become 1 year she performed this vrata, then gradually she become in mood of goodness. She gave up her desire to kill Indra. That was the purpose. So it is time, any question? There is only three, four minutes for question. Any question or comment? Yes. You delivered his dependence.
In the verse.
So what is your question?
Because you are mentioning that the child should deliver the parents.
Yes, son should deliver. Putra, what putra means, because this is worship to a woman who have also son and husband. So son is duty of a son to deliver his forefathers. So what is your question?
So my question is that unless the parents are pure, is the parents, which is the responsibility of the parents or the child?
So what is about Prahlad Maharaj? His parents, his father is not a devotee. Huh? That is not just a father, that which father make you a spiritual master. He is also, you have different fathers. You have father having from a seaman who gave you body. But a spiritual master is also your father. So Narada Muni is also spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj, so he learned everything from Narada Muni. Where one born, that is not much important. Who is the spiritual? Where? When you get a spiritual master, like in the Western countries, even the so degraded people, even malicious javanas, they get spiritual master like Prabhupada, so their life become great. So that is this father is even degraded. No matter, even if the son can become a great devotee, if he get a spiritual master, qualified spiritual master. Come in contact with spiritual master. So anyhow, okay.
In our society, if some woman is not very chaste, like before, but when she will start the devotional process, as purification, so how she will get a very good son?
If she is also devotee, who is the chaste woman, even the Shastra mentioned names of Kunti Devi, Mandodari, when many karmakanda marriage function, this lady's name was chanted as chaste lady. So they are chaste lady. So real chastity means to become a pure devotee. Ultimate husband, who is ultimate husband? Krishna. He is the only male and everyone is female. We are Prakriti. So when a devotee, she is meditating on that way, depending upon completely on Krishna, so Krishna fulfills our desires. Krishna can do anything if she satisfies. So because people are not able to surrender to Krishna, so they take alternatives, like even this instructions here. So otherwise, the ultimate goal of everything is to become a pure devotee. Even the prostitute like Pingala in Dwarka also become a great devotee of Krishna. So if someone is surrendered to Krishna, meditate on Krishna, I can become a pure devotee. His heart desires can be fulfilled by Krishna. Krishna can fulfill desires. So this is the real chastity. To serve Krishna, to perform pure devotional service unto Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. There seems to be a contradiction in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because as the story was saying, Lord Vishwadeva recommends to his sons that you should not become a father, unless you can deliver your child.
Yeah.
And so we also see that the recommendation is there to have a child for the purpose of delivering the parents. So if the parent is capable of delivering his child, then he must also be liberated.
If he is capable, he will train up his son, that is his duty.
Sorry?
If he is capable, he could train up his child, like Gaurumahande, he trained up Abhay Charan. So that is, but not all fathers are not like that. So what to do? So that's why you have to depend upon spiritual master. Spiritual master is also your father, a spiritual father. Okay, so that's why also the spiritual, we should not become a spiritual master if you could not deliver your disciples. The same thing. Okay. Yes. What is your question?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, I have two questions. First is that ISKCON is greater than a daughter.
ISKCON?
Does daughter have any power to deliver the parents out of his
Daughter can deliver his parents if she voluntarily wants that. She has to give her all results of her devotional service or whatever austerity purpose, if she wanted it. But a son, it automatically goes to parents. That is Shastra injection. A daughter can also deliver, but if she wants, she has desire. Just like a wife can deliver even her husband. This is naturally the duty of a husband to deliver the wife. But even one wife is a chaste lady, she can also deliver her husband. Similarly, a daughter can deliver his forefathers, her forefathers or husband, if she desire, so desire. Krishna fulfills his desire. Okay. It is not expected from him, not expected from her. Just like husband and wife. Wife is known as Sahadharmini. She has natural share from whatever religious activities performed by the husband. But husband cannot take the pious activities of her wife. If she wanted to give, then that can happen. Okay?
My second question is that
what is the question? I don't understand.
I wanted to ask you one thing. You say that Prabhupada was taken born in a Vrittu
family, but he was a devotee of
Lord Krishna. I
want you
to know that in the Gita
it is written that. What is it? I don't understand your words. What is it? Can you someone repeat? Keep mic little away.
I'm repeating the question. Prabhupada was born in a family of Vrittas. But in the Gita it is mentioned that Simatam Ehe, Suchitam Ehe, those who are dark.
Suchitang Simatang Gehe Yogabhrashta Abhijayate. So, what is the question?
My question is that how Prabhupada actually it is not the Srimatam, okay, but not the Suchita. In a Vrittu family, how a Yogabhrashta or a devotee.
There is only due to the mercy of Narada Muni. Same thing for the Western world when the devotees, they think after reading Bhakti Rasa and Nectar of Devotion, they thought, Prabhupada, we must have some perform some sukruti in previous life, otherwise how we become devotee. Prabhupada told simply by my causeless mercy. So that is the cause, if some great person have mercy. Narada Muni has special mercy for Prahlad. This factor is, his question also. If a spiritual master, if you get a spiritual master like Narada Muni or Srila Prabhupada, then you are successful. Whoever you may be, a son of whoever may be, is not the major factor. Okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how could a such elevated soul Krishna? How could a such elevated stay like Krishna Muni could not have revived like a
I don't understand. What is the voice is not coming clear.
I'm just asking Maharaj, how could a such an elevated soul like
Kashyapa Muni, yes,
end up with a wife like a deity who wanted to kill her own sister's son?
Yes, that is the material life. that is the material life. So material world, that is going on, everyone. So unless you can you are a devotee, so you cannot understand this. But the whole world can understand. Those are in material life, they can understand. It's a common thing. For even in a village, you see, when the property is distributed, then for only one tree, they may be fighting, even murder will go over there. So they are like this, they are fighting already between, for the heavenly throne. Who will acquire that throne? So this is given by Vishnu to demigods, but demons they want forcefully acquire that. So that is going on, always the fighting for that. So anyhow, So any question? You asking, your hands up. Yeah, that is responsibility of parents also. But if you have parents like Hiranyakashipu, then how? But it is, if you have father like Gaurumande, then he understood his responsibility. So from very beginning, he turned off his son. That's why Prabhupada dedicated Krishna book to his father. After writing Krishna book, he dedicated it to his father. So anyhow, this is duty of father, parents also. Guru na sasyat, ne pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, guru na sasyat, all these things. You should not take these responsibilities unless you are qualified to deliver your dependents from cycle of birth and death. Okay. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.